It's Tuesday, the 10th of February, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm in my mobile studio, in air quotes, as Paul Omani blog would refer to it, on my way to work this morning, which is not what I should have been doing. I should have had my gallbladder surgery yesterday, so I should have been at home recuperating from an operation. But I didn't. So I wanted to talk about that today, just to give an update on what's going on and where we are with the whole gallbladder saga. So last week I finished up all my work, I'd got everything planned out so that I would finish off nicely. I cleared my desk off because it was going to be free for a couple of weeks and I knew my boss was going to want to use it. I got everything sorted, I put the out of office messages on, I advised my colleagues that I work with that I wouldn't be in for at least 2 weeks. I finished work on the Wednesday. On the Thursday, I had my pre-op assessment, which is a standard thing that you get before you undergo an anaesthetic. And I had to go in and see the nurse, and I had my blood pressure checked and my pulse checked. And she took some blood for samples, and I got swabbed for MRSA, which I've never had done before. And we had a long chat about the procedure and what clothes I should wear and what the arrangements would be and when I could last eat and when I could last drink and all the, you know, all the important stuff that you need to do to prepare for the operation. And I was all sorted and ready. And then on Friday lunchtime, I had a phone call from the nurse who said, "Look, I'm really sorry, but your blood results have come back and some of your levels are elevated. And I've had a chat with the surgeon and he's not happy to operate with your levels where they are." She said, "Don't worry, we're not cancelling the surgery, but we need to postpone it. And you need to have a meeting with the surgeon to discuss these results and he'll tell you what we do next." And I said, "Well, you know," because all they told me at the time was they were taking a white cell blood count. So I thought, well, you know, is it possible I've got a little cold or something? You know, my son's been snuffly. And the nurse said, no, it's nothing like that. And what she said was that it looks like the stones could be larger than we thought. Now, this puzzled me because there are two different operations you can have to get your gallbladder removed. There's keyhole surgery and there's a more full, proper cut-you-open surgery. Now, the strange thing about gallstone surgery is when you sign your consent forms, you sign consent for both operations because they can't tell until they've started the keyhole surgery whether or not they're actually going to be able to get your gallbladder out with a keyhole operation. 19 times out of 20, they can, but 1 in 20, for some reason, because of the positioning of the gallbladder or the size of the stones or perhaps there's inflammation and it's got itself joined on to other major organs, you know, one time out of 20 they have to cut you open. And rather than sewing up the keyhole stuff and coming bringing you back round and saying, "Actually, we didn't manage to get it done," you sign consent for both and they make the decision at the time when you're on the operating theatre. So I was puzzled as to why just having larger stones would necessarily be a problem. So, you know, rather peeved, I had to phone round everybody and say, no, I'm going to be back in work on Monday, it's all, you know, it's everything's off, don't know what's happening, yada, yada, yada. And so last night I went in to see my surgeon, have a discussion about the results, and he pulled up my blood results on the screen, and we've got a blood result which was taken back in October when they were trying to work out what the heck was wrong with me. And he'd got my blood result that was taken last week and he was comparing the values. And he said, you know, normally we look for them to be about the same in value. And he said that the numbers that were causing him concern were my liver function numbers. Now, I don't know what exactly they measure to do liver function, but there was a series of numbers. And two of the numbers that they measure for liver function, the values had approximately tripled since October. And the surgeon said, that's my area of concern. Your liver function numbers have increased quite very significantly. Now, obviously, on their own, liver function numbers can mean a number of different things. But in the context of a patient who is known to have gallstones, an elevated liver function can apparently mean that one or more of the gallstones have managed to escape the gallbladder and got themselves wedged in my bile duct. This gets a lot more complicated because the bile duct is a thin, fragile tube And so rather than just hoiking out the whole gallbladder, they've now got to worry about possibly getting stones out of the bile duct, which is more complicated, I guess. So what happens now is that I have to go for an MRI scan to actually confirm what's going on with these stones. So I'll get an MRI scan, hopefully in the next week or so. And that will allow my surgeon to find out exactly where these stones are lurking and what's going on. And then once we know that, we can make decisions about how we progress with the surgery. So I'm still going to get the surgery. And in a way, it's more important than ever that I do get the surgery, because if these stones are going wonkies, we need to get them all rounded up and out before it causes major problems. I said, was there any risk? And he said, not in the short term, no. But obviously we need to get to the bottom of what's going on, and we need to get the surgery sorted. So, I don't know, in my head I'm probably expecting now that it's not going to be keyhole surgery. I'm expecting it's going to be a more major process. I'm hoping it won't be any less straightforward. And in the back of my head I'm thinking, it's only about 8 weeks until we go to Disneyland Paris. I really hope we can get this all done, dusted, sorted, and me recovered before we head off on our once-in-a-lifetime family holiday, because I don't want anything to jeopardise that. So I know that that's possibly a weird thing to be worrying about at this time, but that's important to me. I need to make sure that all works out. And it is frustrating, because everything was lined up, everything was falling into place nicely, the timing had all worked out. You know, I was going to have the op, I would have this week to recover. Then they were probably going to sign me off for next week as well, which is half term. So, you know, normally I would have to take a week's leave to look after the kids in half term, but I would have actually been signed off for it. So that, you know, that would have got me a week's leave back at work. It was all working out nicely, and, you know, now it's not. But, you know, at the end of the day, the surgeon had a good reason for not going ahead with the surgery. I would have been absolutely gutted if we had done the operation and I continued to have problems, and then we discovered that there was a stone up the bile duct as well. So it is better to find out before, and hopefully it means I'll get the right operation and we'll get this all done and dusted with one operation, which is the ultimate goal. So at the moment, I don't know when anything's happening. I did say to the surgeon, obviously it had taken about 3 weeks between my initial consultation with him and getting the appointment for the surgery. I said, are we going to have to go through that loop again? And he looked at me and said, no, it'll be quicker. So I'm hoping we can get this all turned around reasonably quickly. And I'm actually really grateful that I'm doing this through my private medical insurance, because at the time I got referred for the gallbladder surgery, we were umming and erring about it. You know, I have a £200 excess on my private medical insurance, which means any claim I make for any distinct treatment, I have to pay the first £200. And, you know, that's not an insignificant amount of money. And I had a conversation with John, and I said, look, you know, this is a fairly standard op. The NHS do it all the time. Should we do it private or should we do it NHS? And we seriously ummed and erred about it. And eventually it was only really when we talked to my GP and he referred me for the surgery. And I said, look, I've got private medical insurance. Should we be using it? And my GP looked me straight in the eye and said, are you kidding? That's what private medical insurance is for. So, okay, right. So yeah, it wasn't a straightforward decision. We had ummed and erred about it, and I'm actually now really glad that we are doing it private. Not because I think the NHS would have been any less diligent or because we would have had any different result, but because I'm not sure they would have turned things around as quickly as the private hospital are doing. You know, the fact that I got an appointment for surgery within 3 weeks, the fact that they think it's going to turn around quicker this time, I don't think the NHS can be that responsive all the time. You know, and to a certain extent, I've got the private medical insurance. It's a benefit from my employer. You know, I can take myself out of the NHS system and leave the NHS for the people who really, really need it. So I guess it's the right thing to do. But yeah, I'm running out of time. I've talked for 10 minutes about my gallstones. I bet you're all thrilled. I will keep you updated as things progress and as I learn more, hopefully without too much gory detail. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.